So the story is that I once actually went to Kenya. And yeah, and we visited a Maasai village, and their rules are that you're only allowed to eat the flesh or the blood of an animal as it's alive. In other words, it's the exact opposite. The only time you're allowed to eat meat is if it's Evra Min HaChai. You're not allowed to eat the meat if the animal's dead.
Well, they're eating the meat.
They usually just drain the blood.
But they don't drain enough to kill it.
They said that technically they're also allowed to eat the meat. They just want the animal to continue living. But that's
exactly.
Their religion only permits Evra Min HaChai. It was quite fascinating. I don't remember. They did.
Imagine they have a svara.
But their svaros were quite odd. They have a whole theory that they came to the world on a cow skin, and the cow skin landed, and that's why they're not allowed to kill the cows, but they're allowed to consume the cows. And anyhow, so that's a fascinating
thing. I'm sure Wikipedia says that about that too.
Right. Okay. So tonight we're going to talk about the topic of the permissibility to consume meat. We know that meat was originally prohibited for mankind to consume, and then following the flood, God told the descendants of Noah that it would be permitted. And the question, of course, is why that is. Why was it originally prohibited? And if it was prohibited, why then did it subsequently become permissible? Was it originally prohibited because it was somehow wrong or unethical or immoral? And if so, if it is immoral, then why would it be that it was later justified? And if there's nothing wrong with it, so then why was it initially wrong? So that's basically the topic. And we're going to see four approaches to that question, if we have time. And this is a difficult topic. I'm not sure I fully understand any of the approaches, but we'll look at them together.
We'll explore it together.
Exactly. So the first approach to this is the Ramban. And the Ramban writes, Ach habasar lo horshubo ad b'nei Noach kedas raboseinu. So initially, there was no permissibility to consume flesh, to consume meat. Fuhub shuto shel mikra. Ramban notes that this is not just a drasha, but it's the simple reading of the text. As you, if you take a look at the psukim clearly indicate that initially God allowed man to just eat the grasses, to eat plants, and in our parsha, Parshas Noach, the pasuk says, "Kol remes asher uchai lachem yelofla." Any animals may be consumed. Ki erek esev nasati lachem es hakol. I have given it to you like I have given you the green herbs, meaning to say that just like it was initially permitted to have Yerek Esav, so now it became permissible to consume meat. So why is that? V'hayaze mipnei shebalei nefesh hatnua yesh lahem kitsas ma'ala b'nafsham. Those that have the nefesh hatnua, in other words, Balei Chayim, animals, have a soul. This is the soul of the Nefesh Tnua, the soul that allows them to move. And that soul has a certain ma'ala, a certain, the way you said it before, was nobility, a certain value. Nidmu ba'la balei ha-nefesh ha-maskel, that some way resembles the rational soul. In other words, human beings possess a rational soul. That rational soul is the reason why it is wrong, it is immoral to kill somebody. And though animals certainly don't have the rational soul, their life force is nothing similar to that of humans, but they have something. There's an element of similarity, and it's based off of that animal soul that it was initially wrong to kill the animals. They choose good, they choose their foods, they may choose where to graze, for example. V'yivrechu min hatzar v'hamisa, likewise they flee pain and death. V'akasif omer miyoder ruch b'nei adam haole hi lemala v'ruach ha-behema yoredes hi lemata la'aretz kasher v'kasher, fine, period.
Because how do we know what's choice and what's...
He only has a few minutes. Let me just talk. Ask him questions afterwards. No, stay, but ask questions afterwards, because he only has about 10 minutes.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Don't matter.
Anyhow.
Well,
please stay. V'kasher chat'u, so when man sinned, v'hishchis kol basar estarchol ha'aretz, v'negzar sheyamusu b'mabul, and it was decreed that all living things should die in the flood, v'negzar sheyam... Uvavur Noach Yitzil Mehem L'Kiyum Hamin Nasan Lahem Rishus Lishchot V'Lechol Ki Kiyumam Bavuro. This is a fascinating idea. Again, one that's very difficult to understand. The Pasuk implies that it wasn't just human beings that were corrupted in the era preceding the flood, but it was animals as well. The Pasuk says Ki Shchis Kol Basar Estar Kol Haaretz. And that being the case, whether I don't think he necessarily means that animals have free will and they chose to corrupt their ways. Perhaps it was a reflection of human corruption, but one way or the other, their ways became corrupt, and therefore they too should have been destroyed along with the rest of the world. However, they were saved on account of Noah, and because of that, it became permissible for Noah to consume them. In other words, because they were saved for the sake of Noah, so then it was justified in the world following the flood that that the Bnei Noah consume meat, kill meat, in order to eat it. Then the Ramban continues. However, that permissibility was not a blanket permission, and he lists here, I numbered them, four ways in which the fact that they have this soul remains relevant. In other words, even though it became permissible to kill animals to consume their meat, the fact, something of that initial restriction remained in effect. So what are they? Number one, harishus benefesh, lo nitan lahem harishus benefesh, vasar lahem ever benachai. So the only thing that was permissible was, or they were not granted permission, harishus benefesh, and therefore ever benachai was permitted. In other words, as long as the soul remained in them, their meat couldn't be consumed. So this means that they had to be killed before they were eaten. This is a reflection of Avram and Achai. Number two, Fosif lanu b'mitzvos lasor kol dam. When the Jewish people received the Torah, so they had more restrictions, and thus it is prohibited for Jews to consume blood, and that's because the soul resides in the blood. Mipnei shehu ma'amad l'nefesh. Kedechsev ki nefesh kol basar damo b'nafsho, who? V'amar levnei Noach ki dam kol basar lo tochelu, ki nefesh kol basar damo hu, ki yetir haguf b'chai, she'enu medaber achar amisa lo hanefesh atzma. So Jews were not permitted to consume that which provided the basis of this soul, namely the blood. Number three, v'zeh tam hashchita. So what I assume he means here is that the laws of shechita are meant to minimize the pain to animals, and we know that's generally true for all the laws of shechita, that the knife has to be perfectly smooth, that you can't, the shechita can't be done in a way to cause animals, and to cause pain to the animals. And finally, umash amru sar balei chayim deoraisa, and that which we say that there's an iser deoraisa to cause pain, or at least needless pain to animals. Another place where this might be reflected in the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch writes that when a person shechts for the first time, if you want to take a look at it, it's in the footnote 3, which is on page 2. So you don't make shechianu. You make a shechianu on the mitzvah of kisui hadam, but not on the actual shechita. And the reason is because you are hurting an animal, a living creature, just like Ashkenazim don't say a shechianu at a bris milah because of the pain to the baby. There's an interesting Chasam Sofer, and we won't read it together now, footnote 3 concerning that point. So what the Rambam basically tells us is that there is, I don't know if I would say it's immoral to, it was initially wrong because it was immoral, but there was a certain sensitivity, and therefore, because of the animal's elevated soul, and therefore it was initially wrong to kill it, but because it was saved on man's behalf, it became permitted. Now, I used to wonder if this Ramban contradicts a different Ramban. I don't think it does, but it's something to think about. There's a Ramban, and that's the next source here, on the topic, top of page 2, on the topic of Eiver Min HaChai. I'm sorry, on the topic of Shiluach HaKein. And there the Ramban writes that what is the reason for the mitzvah of sending away the mother when you take the eggs or the chicks? It's not what the Rambam says. The Rambam says that's to prevent pain to the mother. Among other things, the Gemara seems to be against that. So the Rambam addresses that question. But the Ramban says that's not the reason. Rather, it's because doing this, taking the eggs or the chicks from under the mother, would cause us to become cruel people. Why is that? Presumably because we perceive this as a painful act to the animals. It's a type of emotional pain. Whether or not they experience pain might not even be relevant. The point is that we perceive this, and therefore doing so habitually will cause us to become cruel. And so it's a very human-focused approach. So the implication is that we don't care about the pain of the animals per se. Rather, the concern is the impact that it would have on us as people. Now, if you just had the Ramban in Bereishis, the first source we cited, it sounds like the concern is the pain of the animals. In other words, the Torah is concerned with the pain of the animals, which leaves us with the question, which one is it? Is it the Torah's concern for the pain of the animals, or is it the concern that we'll become a cruel people? On the other hand, perhaps the fact that we say afterwards that it was permitted, consumption of meat became permitted precisely because animals were saved on account of man, is something which highlights the human-focused approach.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that we have to do it in a cruel way.
No, absolutely.
You don't kill them.
The only question is, why is it that the Torah prohibited cruelty? Is it because we care about the pain of the animals per se, or because of the result that it will cause in us? In other words, everybody's going to agree. Tzar Balei Chaim is Aser Deraisa. Everybody's going to agree that it's wrong to cause pain to animals. The question which remains within the Ramban, and is something that we could think about further, is the reason because of us, or is the reason because of them? Now, the Sefer Ikrim, I'll just, by purpose of comparison, the third approach to this question, which we won't read together, we don't have time, but it's on page 3, is that of the Malbim. And the Malbim essentially says that the reason why initially man was prohibited from consuming meat is because man initially was endowed with a much stronger constitution, his lifespan was much longer, and it was that brawny constitution that made it that there was no need for him to consume meat in order to be healthy. After the flood, God saw that it wasn't such a good idea for humans to live so long. The lifespan shortened, human's constitution was weakened, and it became necessary for man to be able to consume meat in order to live. Now, that approach differs from the Ramban substantially in the sense that it has nothing to do with morality. It was the reason why it was initially prohibited is not necessarily because it was wrong. Ramban says no, it was originally wrong. In other words, whereas for the Ramban you have a very difficult question of why if it was originally wrong that it became right, for the Malbim that's not an issue. Now, as I said, going back to the second approach, I think really one of the most fascinating approaches here is that of the Sefer HaIkrim. So the Sefer HaIkrim, page 3, where it says Malbim.
And the commentary on the
Malbim. Okay. The Sefer HaIkrim, and again, we'll summarize his position. Sefer HaIkrim writes that initially it was wrong to kill animals for actually three reasons. There's cruelty, rage, and it accustoms a person to shedding innocent blood. The third reason is the idea that we saw in the Ramban, that a person is influenced by their actions, and if you habitually kill things, then you're going to become a cruel person. He also mentions the idea that it's almost like you are what you eat. If you eat animals, you'll become animalistic. And he also mentions that there is an aspect of cruelty here, that killing a living being just in order to feed your pleasures is to some degree wrong. So then why did it become permitted? So here he has a long theory, and we don't have time to go into it. But basically he thinks that the sins which led to the flood were a result of equating man and beast, man and animal. Cain perhaps justified himself in killing Hevel because he said, look, you're not allowed to kill animals, you're not allowed to kill humans. Hevel killed an animal for a carbon, so it's not so bad to kill, I'm going to kill him. And generally speaking, it was a lack of awareness of the greatness, the majesty of the human being and the human soul, which led to the sins that brought about the flood. And thus, after the flood, God said, in order to highlight the distinction between man and animal, to show that man and animal are on two totally different planes, they don't relate to each other at all, God permitted the consumption of man, and he uses the Lashon Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzirah. It's, of course, what we say concerning Eishes Yifas Tovah, right. In other words, this wasn't ideal, but it was almost a necessary evil, a concession, exactly, to allow, to inculcate within man this difference between man and animal. Before that, because ideally you shouldn't consume meat, but because that led to this degradation. No, he thinks all the way, from Cain to Noah this happened, it got worse and worse, the flood came. Right. Now, why, and he says that's why when the Jewish people received the Torah, that correction was understood, and that's why some of that which was permitted became once again restricted. That's why Shechita and Dam and the like. He thinks that might be the reason why there's an opinion in Chazal that Sar Taiva wasn't allowed in a Midbar. Now,
what wasn't allowed?
Sar Taiva, eating meat out, not that isn't a carbon. Now, one of the interesting questions, which the Ikrim doesn't address, though Rav Kook does, and that's in the Four Swords over here, is does that mean perhaps that one day when we've reached an even higher level, perhaps you know some Mashiach, meat will once again become prohibited? It's an interesting question. Does that make sense according to the Ikrim? One of the things... So that's a different question. No. Well, it happens to be that the Sefer HaIkrim might hold that. The Sefer HaIkrim is mefakfek on the Rambam's principle that Torah won't change. Even so, perhaps say that an additional thing, but not clear. Not clear. As I said, the HaIkrim doesn't say that. I'd just like to point out one last point, which is relevant nowadays. Some might say that if you follow this view of the Ikrim, then nowadays, you know, when we have a higher level of sensitivity, we should be careful. But at the same time, that philosophy is one which has become more and more rampant in our day and age. All right, have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
Thank you.